just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello there. I wanted to read you a letter we got from a man. I'll call him Jim. He's a prisoner. And he said, I wrote to you and asked for a Bible. He wrote to my husband, Dr. Waite. We have the Bible for Today Ministries here in Collingswood, New Jersey. I thank you so much for it, and I realize I never wrote you and thanked you. This is my story, and I wanted to share it with you. Dear Dr. Waite, mine is a story that is unfortunately being repeated in communities all across the country. It is a story that begins on the path of least resistance and then leads to the broad road that we've heard so much about, the one that only leads to destruction. I logged a lot of miles on that road, and I can truly say without a doubt that I've come so close to hell I could smell the smoke on my clothes. At times, it seems I've been to hell and back, but praise God, like a brand plucked from the fire, I've come back with a testimony of God's mercy and amazing grace. My father passed away when I was 9 years old. It seemed as if my whole world came crashing down around me. My brother was in the military at the time, so I was left in a house dominated by mom and my sisters, house full of women and kids, and left me with no male role model. I felt like a ship without a rudder, a long, long way from shore. When I hit high school, I discovered three things: that I was big, strong, and fast, and that I could run over people on the football field. I found something I could do and do well. I found a new identity, and it came with a nickname called Truck. Unfortunately, that truck was headed toward a boulevard of broken dreams. As my skills grew on the football field, my efforts in the classroom faded. I should have been placed on an academic probation time and time again, but I never was. Scouts from all around showed interest in me. That is until they saw my grades. The interest faded quickly. My dreams of playing college ball were quickly becoming a mere fantasy. By the time I left high school, I was big and strong, but I was headed nowhere fast. I spent the next 10 years or so playing a part in someone else's script. You see where I came from, the path of least resistance, and the way to quick gain most often resolved around the drug games. An equal opportunity destroyer. Drugs destroy the lives of those on both sides of the transactions. The users and the sellers were both on a collision course with the consequences of their actions. Ironically, the Greek word for sorceries and witchcraft in the New Testament is pharmakeia, from where we get the English word pharmacy or drugs. The devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. Drugs will open the door to the wicked one, and it's just a matter of time until his negative influence is camped out in your living room and renting a space in your head. Once you decide to play with the drugs, those drugs are not playing with you. As I said, when I left high school, I was playing a part in a script written by the author of Confusion. In 2002, when I was 31 years old, my mother went home to be with the Lord. She had spent much of 20 years praying for me, praying for God to give her strength to guide me to the paths of righteousness. When she passed, my life went into a downward spiral. It didn't end until I had the crash landing in a holding cell in the Bay County Jail. I had been smashed in the head with a shotgun and considered myself lucky. He could have used that shotgun to kill me, but instead he used it like a club upside down on my head. rather than pulling the trigger and blowing my head off. It would have gone down in the books as a drug-related incident and barely made a bleep on the on the radar of those who live along the broad road. Not long after I was stabbed 3 times and would have bled to death, should have bled to death, but God wasn't finished with me yet. As I stared up at the ceiling of that holding cell in Bay County Jail, once again I considered myself lucky. Like the time when I was smashed in the head with that shotgun instead of getting shot with it, I considered myself lucky because all around me there were people that were facing serious charges and or serious time. That's not to say I was arrested for jaywalking. It's just that the 30 months I was facing was merely like a time dot compared to the sentences being handed out left and right. What looked to me to be like kids with faces too young to hold a past were being handed 20 years and 30 years or life sentences. The same way that it didn't take all day to recognize sunshine, I realized that the choices I had been making and the consequences of my actions would soon put me on a collision course with self and destruction. I mentioned earlier that my mom had spent over 20 years praying that the hand of God might change the path I was on. It didn't happen all at once, but I began to look toward the Word of God for a way out of this shambles that my life had become. My own best efforts had brought me to the brink, and I found within the Word of God a flicker of light amid the darkness. After about 5 weeks in the county jail, Chaplain Jeff prayed for a few of us and laid his hands upon me. One of the most beautiful things the grace of God is that it takes you as it finds you, but never leaves you as you were. I was eventually sentenced to only 24 months in prison. I say only because having spent time in the Word of God, I know that I deserved more, but praise God for the mercy and His amazing grace. Soon the prison gates will be opened and a new chapter of my life will begin. As happy as I am about that coming day, I'm even more excited about the fact that I'll be leaving the old man behind, not only in a new chapter of my life is about to begin, but where at once I was led along by the author of confusion. Praise God, I have been blessed to be able to flip the script. Today my Lord and Savior is the author and finisher of my faith. My faith doesn't provide me with a magic wand that suddenly makes all the problems disappear. However, as I continue to study and grow in the Lord, the Word of God provides me with the strength and guidance that I need to keep on pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Without a doubt, tomorrow will carry with it a new set of challenges. Storm clouds may form and bitter winds may blow, but the difference is that I have planted my feet upon solid ground, and the Word of God has provided the hope of my salvation, which hope I have as an anchor for my soul. I close with a poem from my dear friend and brother. Well, it's not very easy to admit these things, to talk on the mask and Z used to wear. It's a painful thing that I used to wear. It's a painful thing to lift the lid on my past shame like this and share. But if I can reach just one man, touch a heart, or help save a son, soul, perhaps help someone to understand, then it would be a worthy goal. If they can learn from my mistakes, avoid the pain that I've endured, if I can spare them the heartaches, help them to have their soul restored, then my time spent close to the fire and all the times I felt the pain might just edify, inspire, and my journey won't be in vain. Dr. Waite, I thank you so much for the sword, the Word of God. I really needed it, and it helped to further my relationship with God. I'll be released from here in September. I'll be stepping out in faith. I'm going to, and he told me where he's going, where I have no family, and I don't know anybody, but I do know that God will provide. So I ask that you please remember me in your prayers. Dear Lord, I do pray for this man, Jim. I pray for him, Lord, that you will strengthen him as he's out in the world, that he may not yield to temptations, Help him find a good, solid church. Help him find some Christian friends and use him for thy glory as he is out in the free world. And keep him safe. Keep him committed to thee, I pray in Jesus' name. That was some letter, wasn't it? He said one of the most beautiful things that the grace of God is that it takes you as it finds you, but never leaves you as you were. And let me, I think I have time to read his poem one more time, if I can find it here in these letters. This is a friend wrote this poem. Well, it's not easy to admit these things, to talk of the mask that I used to wear. It's a painful thing to lift the lid on my past shame like this and share. But if I can reach out just one man, touch a heart, or help save a soul, perhaps help someone to understand that it would be a worthy goal. If they can learn from my mistakes, avoid the pain that I've endured. If I can spare them the heartaches, help them to have their soul restored. Then my time spent close to the fire, and all the times I felt the pain, might just edify, inspire, and my journey won't have been in vain. Isn't that a testimony? This man who was a criminal, and God came in and rescued him from the broad way onto the narrow way. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you have great need of Jesus Christ and eternal life like Jim and like I and like some of your friends? You can trust in him. Realize that you are a sinner and that you have no good in you at all. And that Jesus Christ loved you so much, he became man. And he took your sin in his body on the cross. And he suffered more than any human being. Not only because of the cross, which was bad, but others had done that. But the sin, the sinless Son of God took in himself. And part of that sin was yours. You can trust him. You can be like Jim. And you can receive him. You can get off of the broad way and get on the narrow way and be born again. Trust him. Trust him as your Savior. You need him today. I need him, even though I've known Jesus as my Savior since a little girl. I am so weak myself, and I get tired, and I have problems, and I need Jesus, and I need to be refreshed. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. We read in John 3:14-15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.